Rock 97.9, good afternoon. This is the Chris Byrne program. So we're out here on Franklin. We're doing the broadcast, and Glassy's got the magnet out there, the loose change challenge. So what we're asking people to do is just throw your loose change at us. Go ahead, right out the window, right into the buckets. If it doesn't hit, we got a magnet. That's fine. He's shirtless. I'll take mine off, too. That's fine. So the loose change challenge is in full swing, and our contestant that we have out here in what looks like one sexy painted on bikini is Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hi, I'm pretty good, Chris. How are you?
I'm better than I deserve. So explain to people why you're out here in the bikini bottoms and bikini top.
Well, it started off because I promised my wife and a couple of her friends that I would get some tickets for the football game this weekend.
Yeah.
And it turned into something a little more than that. It turned into something about raising money for the food bank and being out here and connecting with the community. And just overall, just being out here and raising money for the food bank, number one.
Yep.
And also promoting sports in Fort McMurray
as well. Let's face it, you're in it for yourself. You're in it for yourself, you're in it for your wife, you're in it for those four tickets that I promised you to the CFL game.
You know what, Chris, I was in it, that's how it started out, but now it's so much more than that. Thank you very much. I'm having way more fun than I thought. I came in here a little bit nervous wearing what I'm wearing, and now I'm barefooted, walking around the streets and having a blast.
If you are driving by, just throw your change, try to hit the buckets. If you don't, we got a magnet. So here's the up the ante, because that's what I've been doing with this whole thing.
Okay.
Here's what my boss just came back and told me. So we have four tickets for you, Mike.
That's
I thought originally they were going to be like nosebleeds. Yeah. So we'll get you out here for a couple hours. Nosebleed seats, no problem.
Yeah.
We've upgraded them to the best seats probably in the entire Shell place.
Oh,
they told me that I have to have you raise at least $500 because that's the face value of the tickets that we're about to give to you.
Okay.
So that's your challenge now. Now that we got you out here, it's not just the 2 hours. You have to raise for the food bank at least the price on the front of those tickets. So enough talking. Get out there and boogie.
The first thing I have to say right now is we're wasting time. I see a lot of open windows. I see a lot of smiling faces, and I'm getting back out there. I'm having a blast. We're on Franklin Avenue.
What's your dancer name?
My dancer name?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It can't be Cinnamon. I already used that one. That one's already saved up. Candy? What do you want to be?
No, not Candy.
Want to be a Savannah?
Not Candy. I'm not a stripper. Let's just make that clear here. I'm not a stripper.
Well, I mean,
I know I look pretty good.
If it dresses like a duck and walks around Franklin like a duck.
All right. Well, we'll get to that later. We'll get a name for myself later. But anyways, I got to get back to collecting some money. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, everybody in Fort McMurray. We appreciate it.
You're going to be a Cindy, I think. Get out there, Cindy. Shake it for me.